philosopher?
Yeah. Yes. I think very deeply. Welcome, bienvenue, and not episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Labrador. Labrador. I don't think you people heard me. I said Labrador. Do better next time. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, May 14, 2025. Did I get that? Yes. Holy shit, we're midpoint of the month of May. God damn. And it's blazing hot out there. Well, actually, it's gray sky, but focus, B Black. Today's episode is also rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record labeled as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right. Okay. One more item to get off the list is I want to send a shout out to all you listeners. We're starting off good. We're starting off positive. Shout out to all you listeners. Do me a favor, because you can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. Applaud yourself. And if this is your first time listening, then you gotta fight. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Here's hoping I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com. You know, before I continue, I don't usually do this, but I want to start off but remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu, motherfucker. In today's episode, titled 265, What Am I Doing? I answer a question I asked myself on the last episode. But before I do that, we're going to do some quotes and randomness. First quote goes, careful, let me put on my reading glasses. It goes, you think you're an introvert because you like being alone, but in reality, you just love being at peace, and you're actually extroverted around people who bring you peace. I want you to remember that quote, because it's going to be used in the feature thought of today's episode. Next quote. Butterflies rest when it rains, because it damages their wings. It's okay to rest during the storms of your life. You'll fly again when it's over. Let it marinate. Arrogance versus confidence. Arrogance is thinking you're better than someone. Confidence is not feeling the need to compare. Last quote. No matter how sharp your teeth are, you can't bite water. Meaning, every problem comes with its own solution. Take time to understand the nature of the situation before taking action. Oh, that's profound. That's deep. It's not just deep, but I think the most important part is take the time to understand the nature of the situation before taking action. You know, not all situation, you know, to a hammer, everything is a nail. Every problem is a nail. You know what? Never mind. Okay, let's jump into randomness. Make sure. Okay, randomness. Okay, it just made me laugh, right? And I feel like this is, picture yourself in a town hall setting or in a meeting, and you're doing round table, or again, and the next person to step up to the lectern says this shit.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook. and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
I'm laughing, but I feel a little guilty, man. I don't know this poor lady. I don't know who this poor lady is. I don't think she intended to go viral. I don't think she intended to be a punchline. But that shit was funny. It was too funny. It's funny. Fuck it. I don't know if there's any context if she's out there going, stop laughing at me, because it would suck. Grandma, you're on the internet. Or really? Why? And, all right. Links are in the show notes if you want to replay it for yourself, but this shit just made me giggle. Poor lady. Here's hoping she's not one of your relatives. Or if she is one of your relatives, you're laughing. You understand that I'm laughing with you, not at you. Whatever. I guess take it how you want it. Okay. So on this podcast, for you new listeners, I like to celebrate small victories. We encourage celebrating victories, big ones and small ones. Whatever. Even people that don't take shit for granted. And two things that I want to bring up. The first one is I made myself dinner I made myself dinner before recording. I'm gonna dedicate this one to the fellas. I'm gonna ask this question to the fellas. Ever make dinner for yourself that was so delicious that if you had a vagina, you would give it to yourself? Let it marinate. Like I'm slapping my own ass. I'm like, good job, Toots. Calling myself Toots. Yeah. It was that good. I don't believe I'm saying this. Holy shit. I outdid myself. It's a big deal for me because this is coming from a guy who used to think that cooking was like magic. I'd go to my favorite restaurant. I used to eat out a lot, right? And I'd go to my favorite restaurant and I would tell my favorite waitress, I'm like, hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, you go in that kitchen, you do some magic, and you bring out some goodness. Like cooking was like a foreign concept to me. Like, not a foreign concept. It was like a magical, like it didn't, I used to believe that I sucked at cooking. Turns out I didn't know how to read instructions. Now, you know what really helped? Is when I started making meal kits. And then you start to understand that, oh, there's prep work. And after prep work, it's all like you're coasting after that for the most part. I haven't done anything complicated yet. All I can say is I made myself dinner and it was tabernacles. Okay. Next item I want to applaud myself for, tap myself on the back for, is I wrote a program. Okay, that's a lie. That's a lie. In the age of AI, AI wrote the program, but I thought of it. And I'm just grateful that I now have a program, by programming the script written in Python, that... I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but fuck it. I'll bring it up again. That scans my hard drive and my internal and my computer and my external hard drive where I store all my episodes where I've recorded. I centralize one location and it generates a catalog for me. And it's just a good feeling being able to scroll for all the titles and just see it. Have it all in one place, and two, being able to see all my titles, all my episodes that I put out, all 264 episodes. Feeling good. It feels good. So that's why another one of these. Yeah. Let me ask you something. How many MCs must get this? Okay. Irrelevant. But, you know, but that's what I do on my podcast. I say irrelevant shit sometimes. Or, par rapport. That does not come as par rapport en anglais. Not relevant. Why? Because it's my goddamn podcast. It's part of my motto. One of my motto is, it's my goddamn podcast. What do you do with that way, B? Because it's my goddamn podcast. Why did you pick those topics? Because it's my goddamn podcast. All right. Okay. So, Again, celebrate your victories, boys and girls. Next. All right. You know, I should have probably put these in order, but fuck it. We're freestyling. Whatever, right? This next one is, again, I don't like sharing links from Twitter, but I think it's apropos. And, you know, I'm just going to play it. brace yourself. It's I'm finding this on Trump Bullshit. And if you're a fan of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, there's a fucking with black people type of thing. So brace yourself. If you're having a good mood, I'm about to ruin it.
And the farmers who claim discrimination in their home country are heading to the United States, right, where your administration is going to welcome them.
Man, I'm not going to play it. Fuck it. I changed my mind. You know, I might edit this shit out. But yeah, essentially, it's Trump at a press conference talking about how he's, I'll read the actual quote. The reporter asks, why are you creating and expediting a path into the country for Afrikaners, but not others? Obviously, Captain Obvious here. I mean, duh. Easy question. I mean, easy one to answer. And he goes, and Trump responds with, because they're being killed. And we don't want to see people being killed. Nigga, please. It's a genocide that's taking place. Farmers are being killed. They happen to be white. What I love about the, I don't know how it shows up for you, but for me, the top comment is someone went into used the AI that's attached to Twitter and says, is there a genocide against white Africans? They asked the AI tool, Elon Musk's AI tool, and it responds with, no evidence supports claims of genocide against white Afrikaners in South Africa. South African police service data shows farm murders affecting all races are primarily robbery driven, with about 50 cases annually compared to over 27,000 total murders in 2023. Human Rights, yeah, show more. Human Watch and 2025 court ruling dismiss white genocide as a myth, tying attacks to our broader crime issues. While some cite land reform tensions and figures like Trump and Musk amplify these concerns, fact checkers like AFP show no systematic racial targeting. Black South Africans face the majority of violent crimes, contextualizing the issue. You know what? Okay, there's an article in Other Links about white Africans coming to, but essentially, Trump allowing South Africans, white South Africans, to come to the United States and get in the front line to get their visa. to get a green card. They're on a path to citizenship. And I gotta tell you, man, I mean, like, Trump is like the second coming of white Jesus returned. He's it. That's what it is. This whole time they were talking about, this is, white people were praying for this guy. And what my favorite is how, like, the reporter said, hey, any kind of fucked up that you're letting white people in like that? Hey, I don't see race. The fact that he's using that, look, okay, here's what, I think my biggest thing that I'm going to bring up, the only point I'm going to focus on, because it's just, in spite of the fact that I'm like Dracarys, I'm at 100, I'm fucked with, I am feeling fucked with by this story. I mean, I should be trying to keep myself smiling and try to not piss myself off, but you know, whatever, you know, I'm addicted to depression. Anyway, the only point I'm going to make, besides the fact that white power wins again, and Trump is like the prophecy is what the white power scriptures prophesied his return. Like, he's every racist shit that I've heard, skinhead, like, they were like, this is the guy they've been waiting for, because he's doing everything they want him to do. But my biggest observation about this is, because I made the mistake of reading the comment section, and there's white people who are like, man, it's not racist, it's not. Okay, I think my biggest thing is more this idea of, these Afrikaners or whatever the fuck, these white South Africans, I don't know how to pronounce it, these white South Africans, descendant of colonizers, stole. And I read a statistic. They're like 7% of the population and they own 70% of the land. Don't see a problem with that. Like, they're not trying any reconciliation. In their mind, we own this shit. We robbed this shit fair. Like, in their mind, they're the victims. After stealing the shit. This feels a lot like compensating the slave owners type shit. And but okay, I think the big part, the biggest disconnect, I'm thinking about the white South Africans who are like feel entitled to, hey, fuck you, you know, I don't know how to say the N-word in, over there, how to say nigga over there, but kefa, whatever, coffee, whatever. Anyways, fuck you niggas. Yeah, it's your fault for allowing us to steal this shit. So you got the Afrikaners, you got the Zionists in Palestine stealing land and are like, no, we're the victims in here. What the fuck? Look, we're stealing their shit and they're pissed off. I.e., we're the victims. You got them, and then you got white people here who are like, fuck slavery. There is no racism. Like this disconnect, this. It's like these three categories that I mentioned, they're like under some kind of spell and refuse to see the world for what it really is. I don't know. I think what's the word? The cognitive dissonance? Be Black is trying to use a school word. Yeah, cognitive dissonance. It's void of reality. Because here's the thing. I'm going to compare it to some asshole stepping on your feet. He's got you, his foot is on your foot. And you're like, ow. And he's like, why are you attacking me? Like that disconnect. Like there's no hope for reconciliation with someone who believes that you're the attacker. You're the aggressor. You're the bad guy. Like how did, like, you know, I'm gently saying, hey, sir, get your goddamn feet off mine. But they don't see it. They see it as I'm entitled to be in this. You know, do you understand what I'm trying to describe here? It's. I guess but the more I think about it, I think it makes me hopeless about the concept of world peace. Maybe it's not possible. That's the ideal, but it's with people like that out there who are in the wrong, but they're like, their mind protects them from being in the wrong. Like, ain't shit you can tell them. As far as they're concerned, this is normal. I'm the good guy, you're the bad guy. It's fucked up. And it's like, did we not read the same Bible? Did we not watch the same TV show? Anyways, I'm just going to bring back to the point of why I hated the movie Thunderbolt and why I think I'm going to start hating Marvel movies. Any movies that makes United States the good guys or Israel the good guys, I can't fucking do it, man. It's like we have two different understandings of the concept of genocide. Theft. En français, si, le vol. Atrocities. So it's this disconnect drives me nuts. And you know what? Okay, I think I just really need to sit in this feeling because I'm not sure what I'm trying to explain. I mean, it's pissing me off. It bothers me, but there's like. It's like I'm trying to explain why it bothers me, but in a way where it would be so clear. I'm just trying to make sense out of nonsense. That's really what it is. I don't know if that's a trauma response on my part, but yeah, that's what I do. Make sense out of nonsense. All right, let's jump to the next one. Arguing with fools. I am not entertaining. Yeah, this segment is called, this portion of randomness is called Arguing with Fools, and to to start it off, let me just play this clip from the, I believe, the Carrie Hunter show.
Bringing up Mark Lamont Hill, who is a world-class scholar. Mm-hmm. He posted something about Ish. My colleague, he's a very smart guy. I said, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
Stop lying to us. You know he's not very smart. You sit there every day and bat him around like a cat playing with a toy because you know he's not very smart. He's emotional. He's weak. He thinks he reads, but he has no scholarship. and let's stop elevating that, right? The fact that he has a platform, the same exact platform that Mark Lamont Hill has, should be embarrassing. This is not a colleague. Y'all aren't equals. Here's an example. Every Saturday, I do a thing called In Class with Carr.
All right. For those who don't know, Joe Budden, the rapper? Yeah. Pump it up. You might know him just for that song. No, that's right. He was on, what's the name of that rap group? Fuck, I forgot. Doesn't matter. Joe Budden has a podcast. You might be a fan of it, but kind of hope you're not. But whatever. And he's got one person on his podcast. His name is Ish. And I'm saying this as someone who who doesn't listen to his podcast. It's just this news has been like rampant. A lot of people in my circles, online circles, are talking about it. He's got a personality, a person with him on his podcast. His name is Ish. And he says some dumb shit. And there's an episode a lot of people are talking about how he's like the quote-unquote debating. No, fuck that. Arguing with Mark Lamont Hill about whether the earth is flat, whether vaccines are, like, he's that idiot. He's like, vaccines don't work, earth is flat, all kinds of bullshit. And Mark Lamont Hill is like, he's NWRB, nigga who reads books. Remember the acronym, NWRB, a nigga who reads books, meaning he's smart. He's like educated. He's knowledgeable. All right. I don't like referring the words educated but he's knowledgeable, right? And not fake knowledgeable, like real knowledgeable. Like, you know, he'll say something, you look it up and you can verify it. So he goes back and forth with this guy. And here's where I'm going with this is like, this culture, this trend of, because it's not unique to Joe Budden's podcast, but it's like very frequent. You'll have some smart person, quote unquote, debate, argue with a fucking idiot. And and there's one like, Ben Shapiro against a college university, in this case, university student. Usually Ben Shapiro is the idiot, whatever. But why? No, okay, I know why, because it's entertainment. It's like we've gone from boxing, wrestling, and now just to like fake intellectual debates. But the truth is it's someone who's knowledgeable on the topic versus some fucking idiot. And people forget that. I'm going to butcher the quote. I'm going to use Jay-Z's version of it. It's, the wise man told me don't argue with fools. Because people from a distance can't see who is who. It's true. I think debating idiots, especially when it comes to politics, does a disservice to the political system. Because I'm starting to understand. I don't agree with them. I'm really resentful of people who don't vote. But I'm thinking of the person, because I used to be a person who didn't vote. So I'm thinking of the person who doesn't vote because that's municipal elections. because they're not knowledgeable of the topics. And they go to get information and they look at debates between a knowledgeable person versus some fucking idiots. And of course, they're like, I can't make up my mind. Both those people look like they know what they're saying. And the idiots, you know, are good at making themselves look, oh, fuck it, what's her name? Candace Owens. Are good at making themselves look like they're saying legitimate shit. Mary had a little lamb. What the fuck does that have to do with astronomy? I'm saying, you know, it's, I think I'm trying to say is, can we stop? I think that's my pet peeve. You know what grinds my gears? We didn't stop this shit. This is my rant. This is my wish. I wish this trend of arguing smart people, knowledgeable people, arguing with dumb people. Fuck. Now, I'm thinking about how it's not the same category because I don't like... You know what? No, I'm just going to stop there. I'm just going to stop here with... I was going to comment about the debate between Bill Nye and he debated against the creationist. That was useless. Because both camps ended up leaving. No one left with, okay, I see your point. I won't lie. On the first edition of Shut Up Podcast, for those who don't know, there's two editions of Shut Up Podcast. I call them two editions because one edition represented a different personality of who I was, or one personality of who I am, and this current edition, which you're listening to, which I call the New Testament edition. The first one is called the Old Testament, and this one is the New Testament. Anyways, in the older version edition of Shut Up Podcast, I just did shit whatever attracts listeners. I would treat my audience like the chick I'm trying to bang. And of course, I actually, one episode I did have, oh my God, it's kind of funny now that I think about it. In hindsight, it's kind of funny. This was when Trump first ran for the presidency, the first time he ran. And most of us were like, this fucking clown, he ain't going to win. And he was against Hillary Clinton. And I had three people on. And it was like, I had two Trump supporters and one I'm in the middle. And then there was me who was like, fuck Trump. I'm the Hillary supporter on the podcast. Nothing was accomplished. It was a useless episode, but I did it because I thought it was like, that's what people want to hear. It was it's like one of my worst episodes. It was pointless. And the only thing I did, the only thing that was funny is, we did that episode. I remember feeling cocky. And then after the election, after Trump won, I called the two Trump supporters. I'm in like, because I was preempting it. I'm like, yo, I guess y'all leave. Because I was shocked they were right that their boy won. So yeah, I'm like, yo, congratulations. I guess your boy won. And both of them, for some reason, were actually humble about it. Yeah, fuck that. Take that, you libtard. But yeah, I'm not crediting for being humble, but... But I remember feeling like, these guys are still stupid. This guy's not going to win. And I'm like, well, joke was on me. Don't get me wrong. I was fucking depressed that he won. But I still had enough energy to be like, yo, you were right. I was wrong. Anyways. All right. Okay. Yeah, stop arguing with fools, gangs. There's no values to it. Okay. I'm just going to read this headline. And it goes... Everyone is cheating their way through college. ChatGPT has unraveled the entire academic project. I tell you what, I'm going to play this this clip. The real reason everyone is cheating. And it just comes down to how school failed a lot of their students into making them curious about shit.
Everyone is cheating their way through college? Well, what did you expect? Mm-hmm. Since we're like... 4 years old, we're told that grades define your future.
Yep.
If you only prioritize grades, this is what you get. How people get that grade stops mattering. What matters to them right now, because you made it matter, is just a letter. What the education system actually needs to incentivize is curiosity. They need to instill a love of learning into people. Why are 10-year-olds getting grades? Why was I being graded at 10 years old? Or even before that, I was getting grades at 5 years old. Why aren't teachers focused on making learning fun and showing me the joy of growing intellectually? All I have to show for any of the classes I've ever taken is this letter that's going to follow me around for the rest of my life. That was the case from 4 years old to 22. And I'm getting my master's now, and it's still the case. So yes, people are cheating. The education system needs to seriously rethink what it's incentivizing, what it cares for, and what its actual purpose is.
Yeah, only comment the only thing I'm gonna add to this is so much I agree with this gentleman is I hated school, fucking hated school, and yet I loved learning. And one of the reasons I hated school is because I always felt It was just another institution calling me nigger. I felt so stupid. It's just wild. Like, that contradiction. I'm curious. Like, I would read books on my own. I would learn shit on my own. Just like my curiosity allowed me to venture into just learning things. And yeah, I know, man. Education failed us, failed a lot of us, especially people who are like the issues of the world. Who like the last book they read was in high school. After that, it was like fuck that, or college, if they're lucky. And after that, they were like, yeah, no, I'm smarter than the scientist who says that I should get vaccinated. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, some folks will be using ChatGPT to do their assignments. And not use that part of the brain, develop that part of the brain that helps them figure things out. But, you know, whatever. Someone was making a point of, imagine your doctor is a doctor. Thanks because they plagiarized ChatGPT. Let that marinate. All right. Okay, last but not least. Okay, this is the last. Okay, I'm just going to... I listened to episode 3093, Kendrick Lamar and Sinners. And all I'm going to say, Black Eyed Tips have an episode called 3093, Kendrick Lamar and Sinners. And essentially, it's Rod and Karen, Bossy and her co-host on her podcast, on a new podcast she has. let me get his name. I don't believe I forgot. Mike. Oh, Mike. Simple. That was simple. Right. And they both have a podcast, The Idea of Podcast. Anyways, they talk about its third take on the movie Sinners. And every once in a while, they use it as an opportunity to talk about the similarity between the movie and Kendrick. The genius in the movie and the genius in Kendrick's music. But that's not the point. I wrote down why I enjoyed the episode. Now, I should be telling them this. I should write this down. It's funny. It's like, you know, when I go to write it, it's like feels complicated. But when I, in front of this microphone, it's simple. But at the core of that episode of why I enjoyed it, well, one is it partly inspired today's feature thought. But at the core of it is, it reminded me how much I value, enjoy, respect, appreciate, literate, smart, intelligent black folks. Not like, pontification, blah, blah, blah. But like, speak my language. Like, I'm not speaking to make myself look smart. I'm speaking normally. This is just me. Shit's in my brain and I'm putting it out in the world. And what's that line from Jay-Z? Food for thought, you do the dishes. I don't do the dishes in this case. But... it reminds me, hearing that conversation reminded me when I was in high school, I had a job at Ottawa U. Okay, and for you kids, the title was audiovisual technician. So I would go in there, and when the teacher needed to show a movie to the class, I'd be the one who'd be like, press play. I loved that job. But it also allowed me to hang out on campus. And I used to love, and that's where I got to know a lot of black folks. And I used to love hanging out with the university students and listening to them talk, argue, debate. Sure, there's black people, right? Of course, they'll be talking about bitches and hoes, about, yeah, the last time we went to the club and shit like that. But every once in a while, they would have intellectual conversations about shit I didn't know, didn't read about. It just felt good. 9 times out of 10, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Okay, that's not true. Okay, so every once in a while, I would know. Or my brain was good at getting the gist of the conversation. But I think I just love listening to people that I know that even though I didn't understand what they were talking about, that I knew if I looked up, that was the fun part, looking up what they were talking about, it would make sense. Like they weren't bullshitting me. They weren't speaking just to look intelligent. They were speaking, sharing their opinions and their insights, personal, and it was just it was just, like I said, food for thought, man. It's kind of like that dinner that I made earlier, but it's prepared, but instead of dinner, it's knowledge, and instead of me cooking, it's them doing the cooking. Yeah, anyways, So it's my way of saying, if you enjoyed the movie Sinner, actually, I was wanting to use this clip. I guess I don't have it. Okay. I had a clip of Eddie Murphy going, great fucking movie. Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie Sinners, if you enjoyed the movie Sinners and you also enjoyed listening to deep dives on the movie, I recommend checking out this episode. Links are in the show notes. All right. Okay. This concludes Quotes and Randomness. Now it's time to go over what you paid for. Feature thought. I'm thinking of calling it the Hey B Black, what time is it? Get up. For you X-Clan fans, you know I'm imitating them. But anyway, whatever. Anyway, so feature thought, the final portion. But before I do that, before we do that, we're going to take a break.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. I think very deeply. All right, I'm back. Je suis de retour, esti. I am back. You know what? This is a bilingual podcast. I tend to, you don't have to know French, but it kind of helps. I know by making this a bilingual podcast, I'm trying to use a word I don't know. Alienate. I prevent my audience from being fully Black Americans. Not to say Black Americans don't speak French. You're just not the majority of y'all. But anyways, yeah. So comme je dis, je suis de retour. Okay. So today's thought was partly inspired. I forget what it was, but I just know that. I just know I was gonna want to answer this question. So today's thought was partly inspired by something that was said throughout episode 3093, Kendrick Lamar and Sinners on the Black Eyed Tips podcast. And this quote, and it goes, "You think you're an introvert because you like being alone, but in reality, you just love being at peace, and you're actually extroverted around people who bring you peace." Right now, this is me being an extrovert around some complete strangers. Well, actually, with myself in this microphone and on the air. And what actually fully inspired this thought, or the question that I, on the last episode, full transparency, I didn't feel good about it. It's not that the episode itself, I think every creative person has their high moment. They have, like, you know, like me, when I made Dinner, I was like, man, goddamn, jump back and kiss myself. You have your high moments where you're like, yo, this shit was dope. And then you just got your moments where you're like, fuck, I suck. And it's not necessarily the episode, but you start questioning your skills. You start questioning your ability. You start like, okay, this is what really happened to Afro, right? While recording the last episode, Before it, I made the mistake of checking the stats on the podcast. I won't lie, man. They're fucking low. I'm straight up, just being honest. Now, I don't put a lot of energy to promote the podcast. That is a factor. But still, you think my brain was stuck on that part? You think I looked at those numbers and was like, okay, B, you need to start promoting the podcast. You got some good shit going. Nah. My brain went straight to, you suck. I'm not sure. I think one of the stats was, I think it counted people who press play and then cut off. I'm not sure, but that's what the image was. Like, I looked at that number, that low number. I'm not going to tell you what it was. And then pictured that I bet it'd be higher, but people clicked off. And the idea of people listening to this shit and then clicking off, it's just bummed me out. Yo, I know this is not unique to me. A lot of creators, even some of the greatest, okay, Bossy. Bossy on the, going back to the Black Guy Who Tips, she has a podcast and she said a lot of shit that I could connect with. It's like, I don't like the sound of my voice. I don't think I have a lot to offer. Blah, blah. Basically, she's like, I don't know. Like, they looks down at her own talent. And meanwhile, I'm like, this is the greatest. Oh, my God. I didn't make the connection between the two. I was envious. I was envious listening to to those two on because, look, if you're invited on The Black Guy Who Tips, that's, like, a big deal, at least for me. I know those two are friends, Rod and Bossy, but it's still the fact that he's like, yo, check out my girl. And it's not because, hey, she paid me. It's like, yo, because I value what the fuck she said. Right, where was I? I was bummed out about my own podcast. And I'm trying to paint the picture, bummed out. This is not an attempt at self-pity. This is not like, come on, please listen to me or else, you know, so I won't cry, whatever, no. But I sat in that feeling of, what the fuck am I doing? What's the point of this podcast? It's like I put that question into the universe. And then the universe answered. What, you trying to get fame, nigga? No, okay. The universe answered, and that's what this feature thought is all about. Back to that quote, you think you're an introvert because you like being alone. In reality, you just love being at peace, and you're actually an extrovert around people that bring you peace. This is one of the rare moments I get to be an extrovert. The version, this is me. Oh, I forgot to add, yeah, I was feeling low and I was feeling rejected. I was feeling rejected by a bunch of people I didn't know, right? But this is me. This is my journey. Oh, okay. I think when I first started to answer that question, because I was in therapy, and the next day I was in therapy, and I remember my therapist was asking me a question about, hey, again, paraphrasing, but, you know, last session, you were kind of heated. Like, I was worried you were going to kill a white man, whatever. And I remember being like, oh, that's right, I was angry. And completely forgot that all that anger that I had brought in that therapy session that I talked about, I then moved it into this podcast. I did two episodes where I processed that anger, talked about it, and by the time I got into therapy, I was like, oh, that's right, I was angry. I forgot about that shit. It was that moment that I'm like, I understand the value of this podcast. And then out of nowhere, and at the end of the session, she just brought up, said, you know, I'm proud of what you do with this podcast. I completely forgot. But she was just giving me props for this a podcast that I remember saying, I'm never going to podcast again. Fuck that shit. And I came back. And it just had me thinking about how, damn, remember I made the catalog? And it had me thinking about how, dude, I made 264 episodes. The first episode, I like to bring this up. I feel like the old man always bringing up old stories. I feel always the need to bring this up. The first episode of the new edition of Shut Up Podcast was called Straight Out of Therapy. But I nicknamed it my manifesto. And a joke is, you know, some people write manifestos and then shoot up the mall. But me, I put up podcast episode 264. Bang, 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 bang. 264 times. All right. So that's one. The value of it is it allows me to just be an extrovert, to talk, put out a version of myself into the world that don't usually exist. This is how I sound when I allow myself to speak. I have a bad habit of when I'm around people, the first thing I do, this is like some trauma response, is to, okay, first, and it's a delicate act. Not everyone can do that. Certain personalities are like, oh, okay, you want me to be a version that you want me to be. You don't want me to be myself. I need to shape into what you need me to be. And unfortunately, I can't tell you, like, you know, this is one of those things, like, some people have it and some people don't have it. And those who don't have it, I can't explain it, how to get it. But there's certain personalities that when you're around them, you feel free to be your normal self. Now, unfortunately, some of these people, like, you know, are users, or some people are like, genuine. But there's a certain unique human trait that when you're around them, it doesn't matter how weird the world believes you are. But when you're with these people, you can be your normal selves. Well, those people are rare for me. So because they don't exist, I tend to imprison the true version of myself, which is why I did this podcast. Now, two, realizing that, thinking about that, that this is the real self, and looking at those low numbers, that's why I'm like, oh, that's why you're feeling rejected. Because the idea is I'm putting myself out there and hoping someone will listen, Hail Mary, will listen to it and will resonate. But I don't think I have the kind of personality. I don't know. But so far the world is showing me that I don't have the kind of personality that. Now I'm going to correct that. Sorry, I was thinking while speaking. Okay. What I was about to say is I don't have the personality that the world could click onto. But the truth is, when I say the world, I'm talking about a very narrow population. So I know I'm being wrong. I'm being inaccurate by saying there's 8 billion people out there. I know there's a lot that's like, yes, I know what the fuck you talking about. I connect. You know what I mean? I want to hear more of what you got to say. I want to hear more of what you got to say the same way you listen to Rod, Karen, Bossy, and Mike. I know they exist. I know they're out there. Finding them is the challenge. And that's my journey, actually. See, I'm always tempted to, like, shape myself. Like, put on, hey, maybe I should invite an idiot on this podcast and debate him so I can get more listeners, more click. It has happened. Sometimes I'm just tempted to do some bullshit just for the clicks. What's that? Like, I'm gonna coon on this podcast. I'm gonna say, yeah, man, you know what? White people aren't the problem. I think black people need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Ding, 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 listeners. You know what I mean? But I've chosen to go the authentic route. Again, that's the journey. It's a challenge for me to stay authentic. Especially in front of other people. I'm working at it. That's my healing journey. I'm better at it now than I was way before. But that's the journey. Being authentic. By the way, I want to send a shout out. I haven't listened to an episode in a while. But I still want to send a shout out to the Black Fat Fam podcast. Because every time I listen to their podcast, it's like an inspiration to, yo, be you. Be you, homeboy. Everything, it just resonates off their ear. It's just it doesn't matter what they're talking about, what they could be talking about. All I know is it just radiates two human beings being their authentic self and not giving a fuck. And it inspires me to do the same. Practice at doing the same, because I don't always get it right. Again, this is my journey. I nearly called this this episode my comf. Mokomba, my battle. And yeah. The other part of my journey, trying to get myself to like myself more. It's tempting to do shit for other people to like me. But I'm trying to stop that habit. Again, practice and focus on just put yourself out there. And part of putting yourself out there sometimes means that people are going to be like, nah, fuck this. I ain't trying to hear this shit. Click. Fast forward. You don't like my, what did he say? You don't like my rhythm? You can hit fast forward. No, that's what he said. You don't like my rhymes? You can hit fast forward. You know, whatever. Now you're not a problem, but a bitch ain't one. So yeah, I just wrote this down. It's not about liking me. It's not about you liking me. It's about me liking me. I was listening to this some YouTube clip. This dude, he was just talking about how it's not about being interesting. It's not about interesting. It's about being interested. I forget what he said. But a lot of my personality is, what do I need to do to get on your good side? I'm trying to delete that shit. So with that said, I'm going for my notes. Make sure I'm going to focus right now. Right now, I just put in bullet points. Everything I love about this podcast. everything I love about this journey. Again, it's not the destination, it's the journey. It's just, this episode is just me taking a pause, because last episode I was like beating myself up, like getting discouraged, and this is just me trying to regenerate the will to keep going. Whatever I had on episode one, I'm trying to like... Excuse me. This is me re-saying my vows. All right, yeah, fuck. We've been married for what? For a long time. You fat bitch. Yeah, I'm still attracted to you. Oh, mainly it's because I can't. No one else won't fuck me. I'm dysfunctional. Boys and girls. All right, okay. Everything, here's what I wrote down, and see if I could come up with some more. But so, this is what I wrote down. Everything I love about this podcast. One, it keeps me busy. Two, it breaks up my week. For those of you who don't know, I record on Sunday and Wednesday and usually publish shortly after. Usually. It allows me to stay creative. Not be creative, stay creative. I'm a creative human, a creative soul, and nothing gives me more pleasure than being creative. It allows me to blow off some steam, like I mentioned earlier. It allows me to express myself, talk about shit that matters to me, because it's my goddamn podcast. And most importantly, have these moments. These moments of reflection. These moments of, I think very deeply. These moments of, like, I love how I went from, I don't know what I want to talk about, to, you know what, fuck it. It's your goddamn podcast. Talk about how last episode you were feeling bummed out. Like, I was tempted to call another episode I Hate My Podcast Part 2. Last time I did that, then I got a whole bunch of emails from people like, hey, let me help you a lot of business folks. Pay me some money, I'll make your podcast, which I have no idea what it's all about. Cool. We'll give you dancers. We'll put you around chicks, whatever. Yeah, man. Anyways, yeah, that's pretty much it. It allows me to express myself and have these moments of clarity. And talk my shit and say words like, it's my goddamn podcast. All right, let me stop here. Check out the other links. Black Women Inventor, White South Africaners, Refugees Arrived to the U.S. On Government Chartered Plane. Jesus crackers. You Think We're Bad for America by Hannity. Yeah, fuck Fox News. She Lived Happily Ever After. It's, you know what, just click on it. You'll see what I'm talking about. It relates to something I said on the last episode about aging gracefully. And how I don't think men are encouraged to age gracefully. Like, embrace the fact that you're getting old. Embrace the fact that someday you'll be wearing Depends. Stop going to the fuck, whatever. And then last, just some clip that made me smile, and I hope it makes you smile as well. But anyway, all right, so this concludes today's episode. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. I hope this episode inspired you creators out there to, when you have those, because we all have it. It's normal, man. You could have the dope-ass shit out there, but you're always going to have those moments of, what if I'm not good enough? Why the fuck am I doing this? Let me go. There's work at the post office. It's a running joke. Shut up podcast, 411@gmail.com. Before I end this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Who's your blood, motherfucker? And that's another thing I love about this podcast, is I am able to tie in my love for hip-hop, well, okay, 90s, early 90s, early 80s, 90s, and early 2000 hip-hop. Not to say that current shit is not good. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, that's dope. J. Cole. I love being able to integrate rap lyrics into like shout out to X-Clan, RIP Professor X. Anyways, I represent hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. That's we are a very loud population. Like, look, man, if you grew up in my part of Canada, you would understand, you know. We speak French, Francais. We're in and out two languages, which are natural bilinguals. That's how we express ourselves. TELEC, oh my God, TV Ontario, TELE Quebec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. The F is for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. Man, fuck Whitey from South Africa. Fuck Whitey in Canada. Fuck Whitey all over the world. The staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. If you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Go back to Whitey land. There's no such place. Shut up. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.